I'm Mary Hartnett. Here's a look at Siouxland Public Media News. Sioux City native Shelby Houlihan yesterday received some bad news. It looks like she now has very little chance of competing at the U.S. Olympic trials today. Her chances diminished sharply late yesterday when the country's Olympic Committee said it would follow all anti-doping rules and USA Track and Field received long-awaited official notice of her suspension. Earlier this week, the Swiss-based Court of Arbitration for Sport upheld Houlihan's four-year ban for testing positive for trace amounts of a performance-enhancing drug. She blamed her positive test on a pork burrito she ate 10 hours before a test in December. Contaminated meats have led to positive tests in other cases, many of which have been dismissed. At first, the USATF said it would not bar the American record holder at 1,500 and 5,000 meters from running in today's preliminary heats until she had exhausted every appeal. However, later on yesterday, the USTF said it would take Houlihan off the start list because it received official word from the Athletics Integrity Unit, and that unit conducted the test that led to her suspension. South Dakota state employees will get today off this year for Juneteenth. Governor Kristi Noem announced that yesterday afternoon. That declaration is in response to the Juneteenth National Independence Day Act. It was signed by President Joe Biden yesterday and gives federal employees a day off for Juneteenth every year. The holiday commemorates the end of slavery in the United States on June 19, 1865. And state employees in Nebraska are getting an unexpected holiday today as well to commemorate Juneteenth. Governor Pete Ricketts announced yesterday he was granting state employees a day of leave in observation of the newly passed federal holiday. He also signed a proclamation in honor of Juneteenth. The new holiday will impact some federal offices, including the VA Nebraska Western Iowa Healthcare System. The administrative offices will be closed today, but all clinics and hospitals will remain open to provide patient care. However, Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds has not yet said anything about making Juneteenth a state holiday. However, she signed into law a pro-police measure this week that heightens criminal penalties for certain protest activities. It drew immediate complaints from activists that the changes undermine her promises last year to consider a racial profiling ban and other efforts to prevent officers from mistreating minorities. Iowa Democratic Party Chair Ross Wilburn says the bill is a step back for Iowa. Reynolds says the bill sends a signal to law enforcement that Iowans have their backs. The bill makes it easier for police to charge activists for public disorder and engaging in unlawful assembly. It also makes it harder to sue and win monetary damages from police. That's a look at Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett. Now here's a look at the forecast.